As the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority continues steps towards the creation of a new countywide transit authority, they will be led by a new board chair. The AATA board last night voted Charles Griffith as chair, replacing Jesse Bernstein, who served as chair for the last 2 years, but opted to turn over leadership duties. Bernstein says he's proud of the AATA's accomplishments over the last couple of years. He says two terms as chair is the board's tradition, and the authority will still have quality leadership.
It can't be one individual. It's got to be a team. And we've got a great 55 board, and everybody's able to take care of business. So I think it's an important statement to say, you know, it doesn't require me or David to do it forever.
In addition to appointing a new board chair, the AATA board has unanimously approved a $32.7 million budget for the fiscal year that starts in October. The budget includes using $300,000 of reserves. CEO Michael Ford says they had to use the reserves after the Michigan Department of Transportation cut funding by $800,000. He says they also will use more federal funds for operations, freeze non-union wages, and made reductions in consulting and other budgets, but maintained service levels. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.